Violence in Sudan continues. Believers issue a call to help. Floodwaters wash out ministry programs in India and Bangladesh. And families are needed for Russian teens. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence in Darfur, Sudan continues. There are more than 200,000 dead, millions displaced. However, southern Sudan seems to have stabilized. Despite that, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nuttleton says the humanitarian needs are mounting. VOM is helping with a program that's called Blanket and a Bible.
People send us a blanket, used, in good shape, new, whichever. Send us that blanket, send us $2 to cover the delivery cost. We'll deliver it, and along with that, we'll put a copy of the scriptures in a language that the people there can understand.
For Christians, Nettleton says the blankets and Bibles are a great comfort. He also says they help the church with evangelism.
Christians will, in turn, take that blanket and share that on with Muslim neighbors with the word that, hey, our Christian brothers and sisters in the United States have sent this blanket. We want to share it with you as a demonstration of the love of Christ.
Meanwhile, Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India reports monsoon-related flooding has closed several of their literacy centers and children's Bible clubs and delayed church planters throughout India, especially in northern Bihar state. Despite the devastating floods, they're determined to resume programs as soon as possible. Pray that the situation leads to new opportunities to share the gospel in Bihar, where Christians represent less than 1%. Next, Compassion International Bangladesh reports children in at least 7 Compassion-assisted child development centers have been affected by monsoon-related flooding. Staffers say some children have fallen ill from the waterborne diseases now epidemic there. The flooding has also left many adults without work, worsening their impoverished situation. Be praying for the Compassion family in Bangladesh to be comforted by God's love and wisdom during this troubling time. You're listening to Mission Network News. Opportunity International has formed a banking partnership in Rwanda. Chairman of Opportunity's President's Council, Dale Dawson, says they're partnering with World Relief and Hope International to open a microfinance bank for the poor. The death rate's incredibly high in Rwanda because most people can't pay a few dollars for medication. Dawson says,
the reason that people don't have that is because they don't have a safe place to keep their money. Our goal is to be able to offer every family in Rwanda a savings account, so that they can save that $50, so that we can give those people a safety cushion for their family needs.
It'll open in the fall, serving 27 districts. They'll also provide small business microfinance loans. Dawson says it's being run by Christians.
The churches are openly talking about their faith, but they're also talking about meeting people's needs and bringing people together to put faith in action. It's the true demonstration of the gospel.
And Buckner International's Debbie Wynn says the future is frightening for a Russian orphan who's aging out of the system.
So often you find statistics of children that leave the orphanage system at 16, living on the street, going into prostitution or drugs.
Wynn says girls like Anastasia still have a strong desire for family. Prospective families often pass over teens in favor of infants and toddlers.
As she turns 15 next month, we only have 1 year of a window of opportunity to find her forever family. And that might sound like a long time, but when we're trying to find the best family for an older child, it doesn't happen overnight.
There's an urgency for girls like Nastya. Wynn says there's also a door for the hope of Christ.
There's such a need where there's children like Nastya in orphanages that need help and need to be sought out to know that they are not alone and the Lord is there. And I think one child can be touched by somebody and feel like the Lord is there with them when they might not have a family and they might not have anyone else.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins September 13th. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.